This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 21st, 2022. The ARRL Foundation is now accepting application for grants to amateur radio organizations and for its 2023 scholarship program. The grants program awards limited funding to organizations for eligible amateur radio-related projects and initiatives, particularly those where they focus on educating, licensing, and supporting amateur radio activities. Youth-based projects and initiatives are especially encouraged. The ARRL Foundation Grants Program accepts proposals in a cyclical model 3 times a year in February, June, and October. Proposals for the October grant period are being accepted now through October 31st. Awardees will be notified approximately 1 month after the closing of each cycle. And the ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program will award more than 100 scholarships to deserving radio amateurs pursuing higher education. Individual scholarships range from $500 to $25,000, and all applicants must be an active FCC-licensed amateur radio operator and submit a completed online application by noon on January 4, 2023. Active foreign amateur radio operators are eligible for the Amateur Radio Digital Communication Scholarships. The ARRL Foundation Scholarship Committee will review all applicants for eligibility and award decisions. Scholarship recipients will be notified in May of 2023 via USPS and email, and awards are mailed directly to recipient schools. Additional information and a link to the application process can be found at www.arrl/scholarship-program. The 17th annual ARRL online auction preview is now open. Bidding began at 10 a.m. on Friday morning, October 21st, and runs through 10 p.m. on Thursday, October 27th. RT Systems Incorporated is sponsoring this year's ARRL online auction, which benefits ARRL education and technology initiatives and programs. The 2022 auction includes a large assortment of ham radio gear that was previously tested by the ARRL Lab for the regular product review column that runs in QST Magazine. You can visit the auction website, register to bid, and check out details on the items available so you can be ready to place a bid on your favorites. Also, keep an eye on the ARRL Facebook page and Instagram for featured products and auction highlights throughout the event. Registration, though, is not necessary to browse the items for sale, and you can register at any time during the auction. ARRL's annual online auction is an important fundraiser and critical means of support for ARRL educational programming. Auction proceeds ensure the continuation of programs that support the licensing of new hams, as well as amateur radio emergency service training and enhancements to technical and operating education for all ARRL members and the greater amateur radio community. And if you don't want to bid but still want to contribute to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund, visit www.arrl.org/donate. For more information about the ARRL online auction, contact Lisa Tardet. She is KB1MOI. The High Frequency Active Oral Research Program, known as HARP, will be conducting their largest experiment and research campaign from October 19th through the 28th of 2022. Amateur radio operators are invited to listen and participate and receive a QSL card. The research will last 10 days and include 13 experiments, with transmissions taking place between 1400 and 0600 Universal Coordinated Time daily. The transmission and experiments include Moon Bounce, Jupiter Bounce, HF Ocean Scatter, and Ionosphere Satellite Interactions. Amateur radio operators are being asked to monitor the times and the transmissions and signal quality. Reports can be filed electronically, and that special QSL card will be sent for participation. The October research campaign is our largest and most diverse to date, with researchers and citizen scientists collaborating from across the globe, said HARP Program Manager Jessica Matthews. An overview of all the experiments can be found at the HARP website, and there is a PDF document at ARRL.org for a more detailed listing of the experiments and technical data. The Cleveland Amateur Radio Club in Cleveland, Tennessee, celebrated their 60th anniversary on August 27, 2022. Founded in 1962, the CARC is one of the oldest continually operating clubs in the southeastern portion of the United States. The club was officially recognized as an ARRL-affiliated club in 1965 and again in 2015 as a contesting club. Currently, the club has more than 125 members and operates its own clubhouse. They have a radio room outfitted with four multi-operator HF operating stations and a separate VHF room for serving as the emergency communications room, complete with multiple VHF and UHF operating stations. They also have an on-site repeater facility hosting multiple repeaters for VHF and UHF, D-Star and Amateur Radio Digital Mobile Communications, DMR, and two off-site mountaintop repeater sites allow for widespread area coverage from Atlanta, Georgia to Knoxville, Tennessee. As part of their ongoing celebration, the club celebrated their anniversary with the Chattanooga Amateur Radio Club at HamFest Chattanooga in 2022, back in October 14th and 15th. Complete information about the Cleveland Amateur Radio Club can be found at their website, www.carc.cc. The Central States VHF Society, the oldest group in the country devoted to weak signal VHF, held their 54th annual conference on July 21st to the 23rd this year. Over 130 amateurs attended the event, which was held in La Crosse, Wisconsin. This year's conference highlighted the recent activity with 222 MHz worked all states, as well as the Fred Fish Memorial Award, the VHF Spring Sprints, and the year-long competition, States Above 50 MHz. The Wilson Award recognizes service to the Society, or VHF in general, and was presented to Peter Van Horn, KA6U. For the past two summers, Van Horn has been traveling the country, activating states via EME on 144, 222, 432, and 1296 MHz. His efforts resulted in six stations completing the worked all states on 222 MHz in just the past year. The John T. Chambers Award for Technical Achievement was presented to Dave Olean, K1WH6, for his many years at Directive Systems and Engineering in Virginia. Olean has been active in the chase for 222 MHz worked all states and has been instrumental in promoting 222 activity on the band. More information about the Cleveland States VHF Society and their awards is available at their website, www.chvhss.org. The Wayne County Amateur Radio Club manned a 30-foot-tall Mobile Observational Infrastructural Protection Unit, or Skywatch Tower, at Ohio's Wayne County Fair in September again this year. Staffed by specially trained amateur radio volunteers, that tower provided 24-hour surveillance, monitoring, and a record of activity on the fairgrounds that included medical emergencies, lost children, and other situations where help may have been needed. Captain Doug Hunter, KE8JNH, of the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, was impressed with its performance. Last year, I put in a request for the tower from the Ohio Department of Homeland Security, Hunter said, and after seeing the benefit of having it, I immediately requested the unit again for this year's fair. Positioned near the grandstand, that tower gave volunteers a bird's-eye view of the midway that allows one person to see from the air what four or five people can see from the ground. The observation deck is equipped with state-of-the-art video equipment and provides situational awareness in places where there are large crowds in attendance. Eric Mass, W8ELM, said the club memberships, who have additional training apart from their amateur radio licensing exams, take shifts monitoring the crowd. Through our training, we understand how to communicate with law enforcement, said Mass. We know what they need to hear. If we see a situation that needs their attention, our radio is connected to directly to their dispatch inside their command center on the fairgrounds. And once we report it, we are out of the loop, and law enforcement manages everything from that point on. Captain Hunter added that as long as this is available to us, we will take advantage of it. If we can utilize something that increases the safety of fairgoers, we will take advantage of that. WARC members donated more than 60 hours of their time, and we are very thankful for that. Also, thanks to Dan Starcher, Public Communications Specialist for the Wayne County Commissioner's Office in Worcester, Ohio, for information contained in today's story. Radio sport contesting this week, some good opportunities. October 20th, that's the NTC QSO party, that's CW. October 21st to the 23rd, the VU Telephone Pioneers QSO party, that's CW Phone and Digital. October 22nd through the 23rd as well, the YBDXPI FT8 contacts, FT8 there. October 22nd and 23rd, the UKEIDX contest, SSB, single sideband and phone. October 22nd through the 24th, the YLRL DXNAYL Anniversary Contest. That's CW Phone and Digital. 22nd and the 23rd, the Stu Perry Top Band Challenge, that's CW. October 23rd also, the North American Single Sideband Sprint Contest, that's Phone. October 23rd through the 26th, the Classic Exchange, CW. And on October 26th, the SKCC Sprint, that's CW. Also October 26th, the UKEICC 80-meter contest, that's CW as well. And some upcoming section, state, and division conventions to be aware of this week. On October 29th, the COPA Fest, hosting the ARRL Arizona State Convention, that's in Maricopa, Arizona. November 5th and 6th, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Georgia Section Convention, that's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. November 12th, the Montgomery ARC Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Alabama State Convention, that's in Montgomery, Alabama. And on November 12th, it's the Rock Hill Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL South Carolina Section Convention, that's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And Bruce Page, KK5DO, is at the AMSAT convention this week. He will have a full report next week on ARRL Audio News. Also, our thanks this week to the Old Virginia Hams in Manassas, Virginia, and to the South Texas Amateur Radio Society in Cameron, Texas, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.